This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Josh from the DBCC, and I'm sat here with Elaine, who is a client at Bedford. And the reason I'd like to speak to Elaine is because she's very strong. So, lifting weights for a lot of people who maybe haven't trained before can be a bit of a daunting prospect, and I'd like to get Elaine's opinion on that, and she can give her insight into how it's benefited her and how she uses it as motivation. So, Elaine, would you first mind telling everyone how old you are?
I'm 24 years old.
And how long have you been training in total?
What, as in?
Yeah, here.
Here or just generally?
Just in general.
In general, I've always been training-ish, but ever since I've left uni, it's kind of been a priority to join a gym, keep fit, because I do a desk job, so it's important to keep moving in the evenings.
Okay, so talk to me a little bit more about that. So, I know you do quite a stressful job. So would you mind explaining a little bit about what you do and how you manage to fit the exercise in around that, first of all?
Basically, I'm a client service executive at a company in Milton Keynes. So, but I live close to the Bedford site. So I finish at 5:30 in the evenings, and I generally don't get home until about 6:15. So I generally train about 7 o'clock in the evenings. It's an hour of my day. Do a desk job, speak to loads of people. I'm always glued to my computer, so it's nice to be out somewhere away from home, stop me from crawling into bed, going to sleep. And I go home feeling like I've achieved something for the day.
Good. So let's move on to the weights. So you do have a very impressive base of strength. So to put it into perspective for some of you out there who might have had experience lifting weights, Elaine can goblet squat 30 kilos quite easily, and she's now dumbbell snatching over 18 kilos. So if you could talk to people about how you've managed to build up that base of strength and why it's an important thing for you.
Generally, I'm quite strong, having a brother who bullies me, who's into martial arts and everything like that. He's always been like a little goalpost for me to be stronger, be just as fit as him. So I'm not afraid of weights because he's always embedded in my head that it's a good thing to be able to lift heavy. I'm able to carry things for my parents, help them around because we own a takeaway. So lifting bags of potatoes, oil, and all that. So it helps me just generally in everyday life.
That's awesome. So going forward, do we have any goals that you'd like to achieve strength-wise?
Nothing in particular. Just going to go for it, really.
So to finish, could you give everyone listening your top tip to be able to progress and get stronger and improve their results?
Just generally have a positive mental attitude. If you're given a new weight, try it. If you can't, go back, regroup, go again.
Thank you very much. So that is a short little interview with myself, Josh from DBCC Bedford, and Elaine, talking about how strength can help you in everyday life. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.